हेलो
Okay,
हेलो
President Reagan has come to a phone and he is ready to speak. Could you put President Z on, please?
All right, just a minute.
Thank you. Hello, President Zia?
Just a second. Yeah, my president is on the line.
President Zia?
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is the Camp David operator. Just a second, please.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Hello?
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Well, Mr. President, it's good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. I'm Ziaul Haq from Pakistan. I'm sorry to have bothered you in the afternoon of Saturday while you may have been having a little free time.
Well, no, we've just come back from the ceremony of receiving the bodies of our four Marines, and we're here at Camp David now, so this is just fine.
Yes, sir, I heard about that. I just thought, sir, that I will convey my own feelings and the feelings of people of Pakistan regarding this undue delay that is being kept, that has been made for the release of American hostages in Beirut. We are very much concerned. We may not have been so vocal about this, but I assure you that we are also trying, along with many others, and also praying for the early release of the innocent Americans being kept hostage.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind, and I join you in those prayers. We've been praying here considerably also, and we're doing everything we can and hope that Minister Barry will see his way clear now to that he's taken them from the hijackers to deliver them to us.
Yes, sir. We hope that everything will turn out to be all right. And although, of course, it's a great embarrassment, and it's a matter of great concern for all of us.
Yes.
And we have released a statement this afternoon in the press and also on the media about conveying the concern of the people of Pakistan, government of Pakistan, in this undue delay, and we have demanded immediate release of the hostages, and also we also at the same time conveyed that we hope that those Lebanese Shiites would be released by the government of Israel.
Yes. Well, we must do that in a way that does not make the hijackers think that they have won their goal, because I think we just see more hijackings then and more terrorism. But we believe that if they will return ours, and then I think the Israelis are prepared to also deliver theirs, but not make it a kind of ransom at the moment.
No, I entirely agree with you, Mr. President, and I must say that many of us here in Pakistan and also elsewhere in the world really appreciate the stand that you have taken. We admire you, Mr. President, and we salute you. And we hope that you will win, because the right must win.
Well, thank you very much. I thank you.
Thank you, sir. My wife conveys her best regards to Mrs. Reagan, because she has enjoyed her hospitality a couple of months back when she was there in the United States in connection with this narcotics problem.
Oh, well.
She conveys her very best wishes to Mr. Reagan.
Well, you can tell her that I know they're returned. Ms. Reagan doesn't know that I've just received this call, but I shall tell her, and believe me, she thinks most highly of your wife and the success of that meeting here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Nice talking to you, sir. I'm so sorry to bother you.
No.
Nice pleasure talking to you.
No bother at all, and I'm most grateful not only for your call, but for the statements that you've made regarding the hostage situation. So my very best to your wife. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.